The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And Mr. Rector, who's conveniently was out of town for the first show last week, was out on the West Coast getting a little liberalization, I think.
No, I think we probably brought turned them the other way maybe while we were there.
You weren't there long enough.
Yeah. I went out there for some sunshine. Sounds weird in Oregon, but we actually had more sun out there than you had here while I was gone. So.
We had a week of it, or 2 weeks of it, I guess, let's put it that way. But it seems like every February all we talk about is the weather. So yep. Anyway.
Well, me and you like talking about the weather anyway, so it was that's a good thing.
It directly affects our livelihood.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, this morning we're doing something different. We're down in the big city of Richburg, South Carolina, for the Master Gardener Symposium, doing a live remote, which I hadn't done one of these in a very long time. But Mr. Stones took care of us this morning, so we're doing pretty well. And this is the Gateway Center?
Yeah, Gateway Conference Center. It's right off 77. Y'all probably know it used to be a car lot years ago, and if you're coming toward Chester, it's on the left there. Get off on Highway 9, and it's actually a beautiful facility. They've added on to it, built a hotel beside it, and Master Gardeners had some growing pains years ago and used to have in Rock Hill, looked for a bigger place, and they found a good home down here. So.
Well, actually, it was the Baxter Hood Center where they remodeled the library. They bumped them for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's the only place they could find big enough to have breakout rooms for education.
Yeah.
And I understand it's sold out this year. So.
Yeah, they just talked to Brenda Gendron, who's in charge of this whole thing, and they have close to 270 people signed up this year. So it was, that's a good one. They got classes. They have probably about 15 to 20 vendors that are selling items or advertising, and they have classes throughout the day. Lasts from everybody's getting here right now. Starts at 9 and lasts till 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Is it 9 to 3 or 8 to 3?
Well, I think everybody gets here at 8. Everybody's getting here right now and getting settled in and getting their little gift bag and all that good stuff.
They're piling in here right now. Miss Ashley's over there at your booth just working away.
Yeah.
She's got a crowd there right
Carolina
now.
Carolina Fresh has got a booth here, giving away a few things, promoting our store, getting ready for springtime right around the corner.
Yeah. I don't know. After this morning, we had I had Pierre's japonicas in full bloom. Camellia in the corner of the sidewalk in the house in the back going to the deck. Well, you couldn't even see the leaves on it. There was so many blooms.
Wow.
And they were brown this morning.
Yeah, it was 23 I saw this morning when I got up. So
25 and 23.
Yeah.
Oh, she got out of the booth. She's going to come over here and sit down for just a second.
Take a picture and see if we earn our money for WRHI.
And she just walked off.
She got what she needed.
She took a picture. Your wife's usually one that takes pictures.
Yeah, I know. She may come down here later today.
Well, next time your wife comes on the air, my wife wants to come
too. That's right. So that might be a problem.
I don't know about that. We might have to tell them the wrong day or time or something.
We'll have to be here for sure. We can't leave them alone.
But anyway, like I say, there's a big crowd. Oh, somebody's talking to you. I thought they were waving at me.
It is a big crowd here, so it's good. It's a good thing. People come from not just Rock Hill. They're pretty much all over the state. I've talked to some people from down in Columbia and Camden and over toward Greenville. And I think each community, a lot of communities have their own Master Gardener programs. And
supposedly every community has one now. I know they started it. Henry Nunney was county agent. Mm-hmm. That was back. But Jimmy Pridmore was the main agent, and Jimmy took this thing. They basically told him to do it. gave him no guidance and no money. He just said, do it.
There you go.
And Tommy and I were involved in it in the very beginning, and it has really grown now. But there's all kinds of requirements. I think Paul starts taking application for the classes in August. But you have to be interviewed to get in. I mean, it's not just show up and say, I'm going to be a master gardener. I'm hoping to get somebody here to tell us what all the guidelines are, because I can't remember that far back.
Yeah.
So it's a good program. Great thing about it in the horticulture industry, it teaches you a little bit about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't teach you a whole lot about anything. But that way you can pick the field you're interested in and then get more involved in that particular aspect. Because I noticed there's a couple greenhouses in there showing their stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm not quite sure how clay pots and all that fits in, but I saw some of them in there too.
Well, you got to have gifty type things too, so anything that deals with landscape. I brought furniture over there, so you know.
I see the
all goes together. Furniture, pavers, all kind of things like that. So
yeah, y'all just ventured out into everything over the winter.
Yeah, we try to get something. Like you say, everybody likes different things, so everybody has different needs. If you want to join the Master Gardeners in York County, I'm sure you can call Paul at the Clemson Extension over in York, or you can look it up online.
The Master Gardener website is probably the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And they have
online, and
they have classes you go through, and then you got to do so many hours of community service and all that jazz. So it's a pretty big deal.
It's an active group for sure, man. Probably one of the most active in South Carolina. So
it's very active.
Yep. They do a class. I know they do at least a class once a month.
I'm not sure how it works. In fact, somebody was supposed to come by here and tell us, but I hadn't seen them yet, so maybe they'll show up for 2 minutes.
There's some music.
There's the music, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Mike Elder of Imperial Pool and Spas. Here's a great idea. Use your income tax refund to improve your family's lifestyle with BioGuard and a new above-ground pool. Plan now for family fun in the sun all summer long. Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, and next to Food Line in Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And it's showtime. We're back to the Gardener's Bench. As Steven so elegantly put it, I'm Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, and my co-host, Mr. David Rector with Carolina Fresh Farms. And our two operations are pretty close together, I'd say a couple miles at the most. And we kind of complement each other. We buy a whole lot more from you than you buy from me, but that's all right.
Yeah.
It works.
We'll do what we can.
You send me enough customers that it works out pretty good. I'm still waiting on somebody to come by here that said they wanted to go on the air, but I think they disappeared on me. So we might be
flying. They're busy now trying to get in. Everything technically starts at 9. They're all coming from 8 to 9 to sign in, check in. They do a nice little gift bag every year with stuff in it, and have some giveaways and all that during the day.
There's Terry Plum and Brenda.
Yeah. So it's active place down here today. So everybody's excited about spring and getting things going. I'm excited to be back. I missed last week. I missed the first show after a long winter break, but had family to see.
Yep, and Miss Brenda is joining us. She's here at Honcho with this event, I think.
Good morning.
Brenda,
good morning,
darling.
How are you?
We're doing good. I'm so happy. Brenda last year actually came up to me here at this show and asked, would I be interested if she went to work for me? I'm like, what? Like, yes. So,
and he's regretting
Brenda's
it
actually been, does this mean it's been a year?
Almost. I started in April.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you've done a fine job here.
Well, thank you, sir. We're
looks
excited.
Like everything is working like it's supposed to.
Yeah, we've got our biggest crowd, and we have great vendors out here. We are going to open our vendor area to the public starting at 1 o'clock. So if you didn't get a ticket to come to the symposium, come out. You can shop our vendors. We got lots of great plant vendors and pottery and all kinds of stuff garden related.
That's awesome. I remember you usually let people in the afternoon sometimes to check people out, but you got at least 270 people here.
Yeah, we had 268 registrants plus all of our vendors here, mm-hmm. So we've probably
got 300 people here.
Yeah, we got over 300 people here, and so far so good. We got to keep them moving, and we've got a silent auction table that's available with new items, and we also have a sale table where we've got gently used garden-related items for sale, so got a lot going on today.
I like the gently used. That's a unique phrase.
Well, we try. Not,
it's not like you, Steve.
Well, we try not to sell anything that you wouldn't want, in your garden.
Yeah.
You know, and I made my purchase yesterday, so I snagged a couple of really nice garden trellises yesterday.
Nice. You cheated. Okay, I understand.
No. It's the
when you're in charge, you can set the rules any way you want.
It's the perk of being the chairperson.
There you go. I'm just impressed you've worked for him for a year and you hadn't shot him yet.
Oh my gosh.
No, we have a good time at Carolina Fresh. We try to keep it light and have a little bit of fun while we're working, and when it's over, I go home.
So. Yeah. Brenda's super organized, which that's what I need in my life. So. And it shows here she's got, I don't know how many people, if you're on your committees working, but I saw them yesterday, they all just walking around knowing what they were doing, knocking things out. And
that's the beauty of delegating to some really good committee members. So.
Yeah.
Well, you got Teresa at home. You got her and Ashley at work. You just don't need to think, do you?
Yeah, I just let all these women think for me.
You just do what
it's
he's
the best
told.
Thing it is.
Exactly. He's Teresa,
do what they told.
Teresa's got him well trained, so he just does what he's told.
Yeah.
I believe that. I've known Teresa a long time.
It takes a village with David, but that's okay.
Now, do y'all plan to have it here next year? Do you know yet?
Most likely, the biggest challenge we have is in York County. There's not really, or in the surrounding area, it's hard to find a venue that's large enough that we can have breakout sessions because mm-hmm. we have a keynote speaker, we have a closing speaker, and then in the middle we have two sessions that you have a choice of six different speakers. And so we're really challenged to find a place that's large enough to host this event. And we were excited that the Gateway Center actually expanded this year, and we've managed to fill up the new ballroom and probably couldn't take too many more participants with the layout we have here. So
yeah, it is super nice down here. I don't know if a lot of people even know that this is even down here. So I was earlier I told them it was the – I used to remember it being the old car lot. And
the car
get off on 9
out of the lot.
Yeah. Car lot. It's all
dealership.
And it is owned and operated by Chester County, so it's helping the local economy. And I talked to Toy over at Gala Affairs yesterday, and he said that he's got deliveries down here, got an event down here almost every weekend this year already booked.
Wow.
So I think they're doing really well, and the staff down here super super helpful. So
got a super nice hotel, brand new hotel built there, and all
brand new Holiday Inn right next door. So they're doing well.
But there's a big demand in this part of the state for it, and like I knew it was here, but I'd never been here, and this place is really nice.
It is. It's super nice.
I'm impressed. Yeah. It takes a lot to impress me nowadays.
Well, and they do have smaller rooms, so if you're interested, just to give them a plug, if you're interested, you don't have to have an event of 300 people, but I know that there's a lot of a lot of weddings taking place here. So, you know, they do have dance floors available, David, just in case you decide
to
break some moves today.
I might feel like that after lunch. No, we'll see what happens. We'll start out slow. And what's the best way to join the Master Gardeners if people want to join the Master Gardeners?
So you need to, you can call Paul Thompson at the York Extension Agent office, and he actually runs the classes. I think they start in August, so there's an application process, and you actually go through a full course. It's one morning a week for, I think, 16 weeks, and Paul covers a different topic, so you get to know a little bit about a whole lot, and then you can pick your area of interest.
Very good.
Thanks, guys, for coming.
Well, I hear the music, so we're going
to
another break.
Thank you for having us. Even though you and Mr. Richter worked this thing out, I found out about it later. But anyway.
You're welcome, Steve.
Actually, he called me on Wednesday, wanting to know the details. I said, I don't know any details. So I called to see if you were back in town yet. They said no. I said, well, I need to find out about the symposium. Well, Brenda's here. I said, that's even better.
It's on a need-to-know basis, Steve. You got to know it when you needed it.
Two days before.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. It's time to take a quick break.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Mike Elder of Imperial Pool and Spas. Here's a great idea. Use your income tax refund to improve your family's lifestyle with BioGuard and a new above-ground pool. Plan now for family fun in the sun all summer long. Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass Rock Hill and next to Food Line in Lake Wiley.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and I guess this is the third segment of this morning's show from down here to Richburg Convention Center. Is that
Gateway
right?
Convention Gateway Center, Convention is, but it's Center. In Richburg. Or
I get it right.
A little bit west of Chester, I guess you'd say, as a crow flies, but
right
good.
Right off I-77 at Highway 9, and mm-hmm. Mr. Plum just walked up. We might be able to get him to say a few brief words on here. I don't know. He's been running from me all morning.
Oh, there he goes again.
He just left. Story of my life. Okay. But anyway, a great event. Mm-hmm. Good turnout. Lots of people. I've been impressed.
That's good.
Facility is just awesome. And
yeah.
We're 27 degrees outside, or 25 yeah. this morning. It's nice to be inside.
Nice to be in here. Yeah, it's not much you can do outside today anyway, but it's going to warm up nice today, though. Well, and tomorrow.
Well, they're talking in the 60s tomorrow, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's supposed to be real nice and then rain again Monday, of course.
Yeah.
We have to get our weekly day of rain.
Now, y'all open today?
Oh, yeah. 9 to 3.
9 to 3, yeah. We're open 8 to 2 right now as we speak. I hope my store is open.
You might, after we get off there, you might want to call up there and see.
Call and see if anybody answers.
I bet Ashley's already called, though.
Yeah, she may have. Well, come on by. We got mulch and what are people buying from you right now?
Trees, shrubs, anything. It doesn't really matter.
It's really good to get trees in right now.
Yeah, and the problem is we're having trouble keeping them. We get them in and they're gone in two or 3 days because the demand's so big. And it's going to be a shortage this spring, I'm afraid, because we're already selling our spring stuff now. And my theory is I worry about April when it gets here.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it is a good time to get your shrubs in right now. I actually bought a few shrubs from Steve recently and put them in and let them get settled for summertime comes. It'll be right around the corner.
It is good. Really, ideal planting time in York County, South Carolina is October to March.
Mm-hmm.
So we still got about 5-6 weeks into March. Now, that doesn't mean you can't plant. We have a 12-month planting season
yep.
here. But the earlier you get them in, the more root system you get developed going into spring, so they're not competing for roots, leaves, and flowers at the same time.
Yep.
Anytime you plant them, you've got to maintain them the first two growing seasons.
Yep.
That's two summers, basically. If it gets hot, you got to water them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we don't have to worry about the water too much. If anything, you've got to worry about too much water.
Yep.
We've had some floods the last couple of weeks, but it's really sporadic. One week, 3 weeks ago, we had 75 on Monday and 25
yeah.
on Saturday morning. And
yep.
this week, we had a pretty warm day, and then we had 2 inches of rain, and then 25 yesterday morning, 27 this morning. And it's the up and down temperatures that's keeping everybody sick.
Yeah.
So, you're either overdressed or underdressed, but
yeah, but it hadn't been really too cold, you know. Right. This morning when I got out, that's about as cold as it's been all winter.
We've had some cold mornings, but it's not prolonged cold, and that's
warm up quick.
Yeah, I was telling you before we started, I got a big camellia at the corner of my walkway in the back. You can already see the leaves for all the blooms. Now, it's blooming about 3 weeks early.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this morning might have done it.
Boom,
a lot of them were turning brown. So.
Yeah.
But there's still a bunch of buds to still open, so it's still going to bloom pretty well for the
I guess if you have that, which is late news, I guess you could have put a blanket over top of it and
you
saved it maybe.
A blanket or a bedspread. So you don't want to use plastic.
Yeah, plastic's not good.
But 25 degrees, I don't know if it helped that much.
Yeah.
If it's in the 30 degrees.
Good thing the sun's out there. It's going to melt that frost pretty quick. But
25 is kind of drastic when they're in bloom. So. But people don't realize, but we've dodged a bullet twice. We had snow the other Saturday, and it was 40 degrees, so it didn't stick. And then it got down the next day before below freezing. And this week, Thursday, it snowed a good long while at the office, and if it had been 25 degrees, we'd had a mess. It didn't. By the time it started turning off cold, the snow quit, so we didn't have a problem.
Yeah, that snow came in from a weird area. It came from north down.
It came from the north,
odd, but my wife always says, "How much snow did Atlanta get?" So if Atlanta gets snow, you better buckle down here because usually that's when we get some good snow.
Pretty much, it comes up the 85 corridor, and it just. Jerry Peterson used to be Channel 9 News weatherman. You know, he was on Raw HI for many years in his retired years. And he always told me it was Appalachian Trough. They hit Appalachian Mountains. It went north. And came to, I finally got him back here.
Paul Thompson just walked up here. I wanted to say hello to him right quick if we could. Well, the music's coming on, so we'll wait till...
We'll have to wait after the break.
Get him when the music comes back.
This is Steve Crumpet, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Imperial Pools and Spas reminds you that if you're ready to enjoy your pool in April, now is the time to get ready. Now is the time for remodels.
Imperial Pools.
Now is the time for rebuilds.
Imperial Pools.
Now is the time for installing a new liner.
Imperial Pools.
Don't wait until spring is here to make plans for a summer filled with sunshine and water. Head for Imperial Pools and Patio, 975 North Anderson Road, Rock Hill. Check them out at imperialpool.com or call 366-8111.
And now in Lake Wally, next to Food Lion.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.
And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, getting ready to wrap up this rendition of the program. And my good friend and colleague, Mr. Paul Thompson, the extension agent for Clemson Extension Service for York County, and I don't know what other counties you got now, but we'll just say York County because we're the one that matters.
Chester and Lancaster.
Chester and Lancaster. Okay. Mm-hmm. He graciously agreed to join us, and he's the man with the plan on Master Gardener, so I'm going to get him to correct all the things I said wrong earlier. If you want to join the Master Gardeners, what's your process, Mr. Paul?
Well, we have an application that people will submit, so they would send me an email or call the county office, the York County office, and I send them an application that just asks a lot of, you know, kind of background things and their interest and this, that, and the other. Then I contact all the applicants in June, and I set up individual meetings with all the applicants so that they understand what the program's all about, kind of know what they're getting into. And then the classes start the first week of August on Wednesdays. I think it's August the 5th. And it runs 15 weeks. And it's Wednesday mornings from 9 to 12:30 each Wednesday through, I believe it's November 13th. And then once that is over, then they part of the Master Gardener program, and the whole reason we do it is to get volunteers. We're going to help home gardeners with their gardening questions and doing education. They're just an outreach. They're an extension of the extension agent. So
that's good.
And gives you a little help. Sitting here at a wonderful symposium. This is a 14th annual symposium, I believe. Mm-hmm. And
it's been going on a while.
This is what the Master Gardeners do. The Tri-County Master Gardeners have been putting this on. And we've moved around quite a bit, but we've ended up at the Gateway Center here off of I-77 at Exit 65. I think this is an old Dodge dealership that turned into a convention.
Somebody found a home here.
And got an overwhelming crowd this year.
It's been very good. I've been impressed.
About 260-something people.
She said 268 registered. Yeah. So
it's growing. And got some good speakers today. Too late for anybody to come this year.
Yeah.
Keep it in mind for next year. It's
always, I think she said they're opening up the vendors to the public at 1 o'clock.
Okay. So yeah, just can't go to the classes.
They can't go to the classes. Yeah. They're sold out, but you can come at 1 o'clock and get buy from the vendors and talk to them. So.
Yeah.
Are you speaking this year?
I am. I'm going to be talking about organic pest management in the vegetable garden.
That's very good.
And very little of my talk is actually talking about the organic products. It's more about everything else that you do, because pesticides are always the last resort regardless of what
you do. Yeah, let's hope so anyway.
Before
we get off the track now, as part of the Master Gardener thing, they've got to do so many hours of community service.
We asked for a 40-hour commitment.
40 hours, okay. I couldn't remember.
To become a certified Master Gardener, the volunteer efforts are part of that. And if they continue to want to be involved with the program, we ask for 20 volunteer hours and 10 continuing education hours a year. We report it all to a statewide Master Gardener reporting website. And that's really a key. It's what makes the program keep going, because it shows the impact of the program. I think, you know, I might talk to 3,000 or 4,000 people a year, and the Master Gardeners, they're getting that number up to about 20,000.
Time to get them in. People are growing. So.
Carolina well, Fresh I guess we're done.
86, 86, and by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rockville, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Gay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.